we're going to ask Brother Jason to come up and give us his introduction.
Good morning, everyone. So here we go. Your final round of discussion groups. I know, sad. That's pretty crazy. So we've made it to Exodus 15, and this song that Moses and the children of Israel sing after the Red Sea has been parted. And then finally, Deuteronomy 34, kind of the summary chapter of Moses' life. So, here's some things that you can think about as you discuss these sections. As far as the practical questions go, on page 36 of the workbook, it's under the section with timbrels and with dances. I thought that the workbook handled this really well and helped us to come at this matter in a scriptural way and a logical way, rather than what may be termed an emotional way. So if you consider questions 7 through 10, that is a section that looks at dancing and dancing in praise. So I think you might be able to have a healthy discussion based around these questions and the scriptural references that they bring up or that they might lead you to, just talking about dance and used in praise, and how does this come together? When should it be done? Should it be done at all? That kind of thing. Moving on to the next page after that, with timbrels and with dances, once again, question 15. Now, even though this is in the timbrels and dances section, it's not really about that. It's more about Moses and Miriam's relationship. So in going through the workbook, you may have noticed that they're kind of leading you to this idea that Miriam was kind of an intense person, and Moses was a little more, not so much, not as much at least. And so they may have had this kind of, not difficult relationship, but their personalities may not have really come together perfectly. So one of the things that the workbook brings out there is Moses continued to pray for Miriam, and they were able to have a strong relationship. So, with that in mind, considering their relationship, what can you learn about dealing with and working with people that you might find difficult in the ecclesia, whose personality might just not mesh perfectly with you? And then finally, on the same page, 3 days in the wilderness, question number 7. The big issue is that the people forgot what God had said to them. And so the question is, do you have any strategies that you use to keep God's word in your mind all the time? You know, I think there's some that might just come to your mind readily, like memorizing things or listening to spiritual music, something like that. But is there anything else? I mean, I feel like in this group, there are probably a lot of different strategies that we use to keep scripture in our minds at all times. And I think it would be very healthy for us to then discuss that with each other and share those ideas. All right. Page 35, for the exposition, the people will hear and be afraid. It's question 5A. The workbook brings out something that I thought was a really good point. It said essentially that in Revelation 15, you have this song that's called the Song of Moses and of the Lamb. However, Moses clearly didn't write it because he wasn't alive, right? So the question becomes then, why is this song in Revelation 15 called the Song of Moses? So what the workbook asks you to do is to compare Exodus 15 and Revelation 15, those two, and see if you can find 3 similarities between the songs. So I thought it would be really neat for us then, if we came up with these 3 similarities for our workbook, to be able to compare what we all found to see if, in fact, there's more than 3. So that's Exodus 15. Here's Deuteronomy 34. Only 2 practical questions this time. And this is our final question, too. So page 45, the children of Israel wept. Question 8 says, I just copied the question here. It says, looking back, the Israelites forsook Moses during his life, yet practically sainted him after his death. Both these extremes were incorrect and harmful. What do we need to learn to do to prevent such carnal thinking from entering our community? Now, I think that this is really helpful because sometimes with people in our community that are prominent, like Moses, we can go to one of these two extremes, right? We practically saint them, in which everything they say is like, oh, wow, they said it, it must be right. You know, that kind of thing. And we don't, like, consciously say that, but we can think that way, right? Or, on the other hand, right, we essentially write people off, and we say, oh, well, you know, whatever they say doesn't matter because they don't know anything. So there's these two extremes, I think, that would be useful to talk about and to discuss how to prevent this kind of thinking about other people in our community. So consider that. And then page 47, this is the final question. Basically, right, you all filled this out. Essentially, what they ask you to do is they say faith is one of the key things that Moses learned. And so, for you, by faith, what are you going to do, change, or overcome in your life? And I know you filled it out in the workbook, but we've talked about a lot of things this week. The discussion groups have been focused on bringing out some practical points. So just discuss what are some of those things that when you get home that you're going to change, that you want to become more like Moses and in doing so become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. What are some of the things that you intend to do? And finally, the exposition question, it's page 42, you shall not cross over. It's questions 1 through 5. We're going to discuss Moses striking the rock. What do you think was going on there? So that's that final set of discussion groups. So let's make them good. Let's make them powerful, life-changing.